Hi friends, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Here at The Spirit Calls, we don't just hang out and record programs, but we go out into the community and do our part to make an impact, to support brothers and sisters in need, and see people brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the main purpose for all of us as Christians. And we recently took a trip to Wells, Maine, with friends from other area ministries that we are affiliated with. And we took a few minutes out of helping the family in need to kind of share with you each other's ministries and what we are all about. So we hope you will enjoy this special episode. Please leave a comment at the end of the episode or get in touch with us and let us know what your thoughts were about this special episode, breaking away from our series on the names of God and talking more about outreach and supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ. Here now is our special episode of The Spirit Calls from Wells, Maine.
Hello, friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Biazin.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Hi, everyone. This is Mike and Lori Biazin with the Spirit Calls. We're here. We have kind of a four-ministry convergence happening here. We are spending the day here at the home of Lori and Howie and Zach Severance, and we're kind of helping them out as they are in the process of purchasing a house out of state, and they needed to do some packing and sorting here, or they're going to have a yard sale. And I want to introduce you to everyone here, because to my left is Lyle Burrows. Lyle is with the Kindness Corner. And if you would give us a little description of what the Kindness Corner is all about and what's going on for this year.
Wow. I don't know where to begin. But we started with a table. Then we had a shack we converted over to be the Kindness Corner. Then God provided a screen house. And now we're up to a greenhouse. And so we have all that, and we're growing flowers earlier than most people. And we have also our roses coming early, and daffodils. And so we are thrilled. Say they're priceless. And I said, you don't have enough money to buy these. You can't buy God's love, and you can't buy these. They're free. And it touches the heart of people that way. And you don't know where God's going to lead. So keep us in prayer that everything grows well this year. Whatever God provides, we're going to pass out. One lady that really touched our hearts left us a card, and then she took off, and she lived way out of state, way down. And she was so touched by Kindness Corner, when it came to move, she came back here to Alfred, because that Kindness Corner touched her heart so much. One lady came by and she said, I don't want flowers. I want you to just to pray that I can get there in time to see my daughter before she dies. And it's out in California, because we're in Maine, a long way to go. And so we prayed and prayed. And when she got there, she had 1 hour to be with her daughter before she died. And she came back by, and it was really interesting because her husband's driving by. She goes, stop, stop. I got to tell him what happened. And so, yeah, God answers prayer. You can find it on Facebook. It's in Alfred, Maine. And it's interesting. One lady comes from Florida up just to stop there. She couldn't believe the first time. But anyway, it's in Alfred, Maine, and it's on Federal Street. And it's by the oldest church in Waterboro. So if you find the old church, or you also you can find, have an ice cream at Shaker's Pond Ice Cream. And we're on that same road, right straight. You'll find us. You can't miss it. It's a big yellow shack, but it's decorated beautiful. This year, we actually painted flowers up the side of it. Got those little twirly flowers to go around. And so now you can't miss it.
Thank you, Lyle. That's the Kindness Corner in Alfred, Maine. Lyle has a special song for you today. Tell us about your song, Lyle.
I'm a 74-year-old man. I don't know much about music except what I hear. And I started going with the greatest gift at their church and everything. At first, I thought it was just BS. But then when I came back again and heard them really sing, it was remarkable. And I've been there ever since, really. But on the song, it was like I kept getting all kinds of thoughts from the enemy that you can't do it. How can you do it? And then when I started doing it, then they started saying to me that no one's going to listen to it because it has God and Jesus in it. And it's not going to go anywhere, so there's no sense even doing it. And so I kept right on going, don't give up. If God gives you something, don't give up on it. Keep fighting for it. And this is what I did. So anyway, if God gives you something like this, the greatest gift can actually help you. Amen. And if you go to that church or you're online with them, they will help you. And so I want to thank the greatest gift, and I want to thank Mike, Pastor Wayne, Chris, and Dan for all the help they gave me to do this. I like the analogy that we heard today. When you put your finger in a dike, you stop that water from coming, or a dam. You know, think of a small but dike. The idea is if Satan puts his finger in that dike to stop that water from coming out, when he pulls his finger out, it could be broken. And God's power is marvelous. And if that song can help in opening up that little hole bigger and bigger until others will join in here and believe that God's going to bless them for songs about God and Jesus, we're going to see a great revival.
Yes.
And so that's what we're looking for, is that revival.
Amen.
If you look in your life, what God has done for you, if you really look at your life, you'll find a place in your life where God did something to save your life. Amen. You may not see it, but when you think about it and look back on your life, you're going to say that. You're going to see those places. That's what this song is about. Here is my song, God Put That There for Something.
God put that there for something, a possibility. God put that there for something, something, how could it be? Then when I need it badly, God opened my eyes to see. God put that there for something, God put that there to save me. Samson was a strong man.
Going to introduce you to our friend Dan Harmon. Dan and his wife Cindy have a ministry on Facebook called The Last Call, and they are streaming every morning at 8 a.m. And I'm going to have Dan come up and tell you a little bit about what he and Cindy do on Facebook every morning.
Hello, everybody. What I do is, my wife Cindy and I, is we have a Facebook live stream every morning at 8 a.m. What we do is we open in prayer, then let Jesus in. We always do that. We don't forget. Then we usually have a question of the day. Then we do a verse of the day. Right now I'm doing Psalm 100. We got one more verse to do of that, and then I'm going to, next day I'll read the whole thing. Then we read from either Mike's book, Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing and Miracle, or one of Pastor Wayne's books. We use Pastor Wayne's, one of Pastor Wayne's books. We have them, all the major ones so far, I think. And right now we're doing a book from the movie War Room, The Battle Plan for Prayer.
Amen.
That's what we're doing now.
Pastor Wayne's book's right there.
Once we get that book done, we're going to try to get the book from the movie Fireproof called The Love Dare to read on there. And then we just have our prayer list. We do one prayer now. We used to pray for each individual person. But now we have one prayer divided into three groups. Those that need healing, those that have needs that need to be met, and those that are dealing with situations or problems at that moment, or at this moment. So then we have our closing prayer, and that's about it.
And how can they find you?
Well, right now, until we get the page running, Facebook page, The Last Call, running, you have to look up either Cindy Harmon Facebook page, which is a picture of a black cat sitting up, or mine, Daniel Harmon. It's a person with a man with a guitar, playing a guitar. That was the greatest gifts, vocal coach and producer here in Maine until he passed away a year ago this past February. Right? Not this past February, but a year ago. So I have him on my Facebook page as a memorial to him. So just put in a friend request. We'll accept him, and then you can join us on The Last Call.
We have Kat Rodell, who also has a ministry, and I'm going to pass the microphone to her and let her talk about what the Lord is doing with her and her ministry.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your letting me join in with you guys today. It's a special blessing to be working in fellowship with one another. Our ministry is Faith Freedom Fellowship, and we teach people how to be the hands and feet of Christ. Hands means that we do things for others when they need it, without question, lovingly, and just being willing to bless people, one person at a time, without any fear. So I show people how to get beyond their fears and walk in courage in order to be the hands to do those things that God is calling us to do. The next thing that we do is, as feet, we learn how to convey a message very clearly in common language, make it practical, make it understandable, and deliver it in small chunks so people can receive it and act on it. For that, we teach 10-minute messages, and we rotate thoroughly so everybody gets a chance in front of the microphone. They also get a chance in front of the video camera. And again, it's about overcoming those things that we believe we're not capable of overcoming. So as we convey a message clearly and concisely, the Lord's word goes out. And we each have our own message, just like we each have our own creativity. And when we're speaking and working for God and walking in obedience, that message will reach the people it needs to reach and make lives change. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can reach us at fffcenter.com for our website, and we are also a YouTube channel at Faith Freedom Fellowship Center, and we have a badge on our profile picture, a green and white picture of a cross with the logo on it. We are not the black one with the three crosses, we're the green and white one.
Thank you, Kat, for sharing your ministry and vision with us. And Kat also has a song, and she is back with you now to introduce her song that she has written.
And it's called Through God's Eyes, and it's written about that time that Christ at 12 went into the temple, and he sat for 3 days speaking to all the leadership. And while his parents were running around looking for him, worried, he was teaching the truth of God. And you know, that message was revealed to the leadership, and 21 years later, they still hadn't received his message. How long are we going to take to receive the message that God puts on our hearts? So Through His Eyes is just a gentle song talking about that time, because we don't often hear that teaching taught about him going in and telling men, leaders who were older than him, more educated than he was, supposedly wiser than him, about it's not the law, it's love. Here is through his eyes.
A little man with holy eyes stood in the temple wise, listening to the whispers low, watching all the world below. At 12 he spoke with fiery light, debating day and night, not just the words upon the page, but God's own heart and righteous rage. 3 days he stayed and spoke so clear, cries, for he was changing minds. To the eyes of God he saw, breaking every ancient law, not the past but love divine, shining bright like holy wine. Spirits cold, bound by pride and gold, yet calm he stood with truth so pure, a light they couldn't ignore. 3 days he stayed and spoke so clear,
introduce you to the lady that we all came here to help, Lori Severance. I've known her for about 11 years, and she lives here in Wells, Maine. She's getting ready to move to Alabama, and maybe you can you can share what's on your heart, what the Lord has called you to do, and how people can pray for you as you make this transition.
I want to start by saying thank you. I appreciate everybody here today. I am so grateful that we have this time together, and I also wanted to share, I mean, as far as my ministry is concerned, I'm an intercessor and I am a support person for several different ministries. So, and I'm happy to be in that role. I support everybody here.
Amen.
As well as David Hevner and his ministry. He's got a TV series he's doing called The Last Evangelist. And oh my goodness, just so many different ministries. But I could use prayer that when we go to Alabama, that God is able to use me in a mighty way. And I know he's got places for me to plug in down there. And he's got people for me to pray for and to bring healing to. And so I'm grateful for that. And pray for our move, that God goes before us. And, you know, that's one thing I have to say is I'm grateful to the Lord for his miraculous power. He's performed many miracles in my life. So, we ask for prayer that he would go before us and the story that he has in his book comes to pass. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386. 3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. But I will boast in Jesus Christ.